Charles Simoneau is a Region 3 director for the Alberta Canola Producers Commission. He's based in Guy. Charles, thanks very much for joining us on the Ag Show today. First of all, I ask, heading into fall and heading into the harvest, how are things going at the commission?
At the commission, well, we're very busy. Of course, this is my first year elected back in January, so trying to get my my bearings. There's a lot going on at the commission right now, of course, because of the political, socioeconomic environment in agriculture. Yeah, it's been busy and trying to get a handle on what all the different working groups inside the commission are doing, from research to government and industry affairs. I would say it's extremely busy.
I mentioned you're based in Guy. How are things going in the region, in your specific region, I guess?
Yeah, Region 3 constitutes Big Lake, Smoky River, Northern Sunrise, kind of this, you know, the eastern part of the Peace Country. Harvest is gone really, really well. I would say most of the cereal crops are in, or a large portion, except for maybe the Big Lakes eastern part. They got a little more rain in the season, so crops are, I would say, more of a normal kind of a time period. Some of the other areas, a little less moisture throughout the season. And of course, as everybody knows, we've had this extreme, well, I wouldn't call it extreme, but let's just say very high weather, you know, sun and heat here in the last 30, 40 days, which has really advanced the crops in some places. So, you know, some of the guys are certainly ahead of schedule. The rest of the piece, I know Fairview, an area, talking to Dan Dahl, the Region 1 director. Again, same sort of idea. Some areas are really advanced because of the little less moisture and some of the heat we've had here at the end, but other areas have had more moisture. So a little bit of a mixed bag, as typical in Alberta, but I would say in general we're kind of ahead of schedule.
How much has the moisture helped, especially over the last couple of years, A, with COVID, and B, with drought?
Yeah, certainly, you know, there's still a little bit of a mixed bag out there year, but for sure a lot better than last year. We're I would say back to more normal average crop conditions, with maybe some nice surprises. There's always some challenges in some spots across Alberta. Living in Alberta, you would know. I would say we're back to, and the reports coming in are that we're back to closer to a 5 or 10 year average, and maybe in some spots some nice little surprises here and there. We were certainly hot and dry last year, and you know, heading into the fall last year looked ominous, but we did receive quite a bit of moisture throughout the winter, the fall, and then through the winter, and then the spring, and a little colder and wetter spring, which created some growing challenges but added to the moisture levels. And our subsoil moisture actually was very, very good. And so even though some areas really received maybe a little less moisture this summer, I think that subsoil moisture sure helped with the crop this year.
Kyle and I, my colleague and I, keep an eye on the canola prices on a daily basis, and they've taken a little bit of a beating this summer. They were at about $850 per ton. Now they're at about $750 per ton. How come the beating, or do you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just we're heading into harvest pressure. So I think if you look at commodities in general, whether it's you know, grain commodities in general, they're all, you know, even feed barley and some of the wheat, when you look compared to spring prices. So we're into a general harvest pressure, I would say, mostly. Of course, I don't have a crystal ball, but certainly the world demand for vegetable oils, you know, has been. Of course, we were with the extreme conditions last year, created quite the run up, because people were running around trying to secure supply. But you know, everybody's looking at the world, trying to figure out what kind of recessionary threats there are out there, and so trying to figure out where vegetable oils should be, and canola follows the world vegetable oils. It is a premium. Canola is a premium to the world vegetable oils because it is a premium product. And so, you know, we'll generally follow the oil prices, vegetable oil, and some degree industrial oil prices to commercial industrial oil as well. But China's kind of the big what if right now, you know, with they're still kind of in a lock. Certain areas are constantly in lockdown positions. So some recessionary threats in China, but certainly around the world. So we'll have steady customers, I'm sure, throughout the winter buying Canadian canola. But I would say, China would be the big one to watch. If they get into the market aggressively for vegetable oils and other commodities, well, things could be good for producers.
That is true. And getting back to the weather a little bit here, Charles, the fact that right now the fall weather is starting to set in, especially with the cool overnight temperatures and cool temperatures when everybody's waking up in the morning, is there much of a like a panic that might be setting in with the fact that the temperatures are getting cool a little bit on the earlier side?
So there was some very late seeded crops because of the cool, wet spring we had. But I would say, in a large part, because of the hot weather we had at the end here, a lot of the crop quality has pretty much been set in. Most of the cereals are in. So seen some very good bushel weights in wheat and barley and oats, much, much better than last year, more of what you normally would see from the Peace Country. Canola, other than the odd, because I still actually heard of some swathing and some desiccating for harvest here going on even yesterday. So you might see a little bit of pockets or areas that little spots there might have some surprises there. But I would say from the Peace Country, we'll be able to ship a very high quality product. The elevators will be able to do some really good blending, and I think the rest of the country actually will probably benefit of the high quality that's going to be coming out of the Peace Country this year.
Charles, you mentioned you don't have a crystal ball, but I do allow you to peer into that crystal ball if it's there. How are things heading into 2023?
23. Well, I mean, there's lots of risk in the world. Risk management is going to be key, as it always. The importance of risk management continues to grow every year, and I think for producers it will be down the road. There's just so many things going on around the world that can impact. The next big concern for us is nitrogen, and trying to lock in a fairly decent nitrogen price. With the conflict going on in Eastern Europe, it even affects what's happening with fertilizer. And there has been run-up in prices on certain inputs, certain herbicides and seed costs. Diesel fuel has been kind of all over the map, but generally quite a bit higher. So there's been a lot of commentary last year that last year was the most expensive crop seeded for canola in the history of seeded canola, and that's because of the cost of inputs. And I don't, given what's going on with supply chain issues around the world, I don't see those things slowing down anytime soon. So, but having said that, I mean, commodity prices are historically strong. So, again, if producers can manage risk, get in their, lock in their input costs, and then offset that with higher commodity prices, then we should be set up for another good year. And of course, Mother Nature is always the, you never know. And of course, as producers in Alberta, we're so lucky to have the business risk management programs that we do, such as in crop insurance and agri stability and those other things. So I think the future is bright, but not without risk, and there's some management there to be required for sure.
In the region, and maybe with the commission itself, any projects coming up?
So we, like I said, lots going on. I mean, we could spend an hour talking about, and we wouldn't even cover a tiny share of it. But the stuff that's important right now is we do have director nominations are open for four regions in the province. It's actually a big year for us to switch out directors. So these directors are basically terming out. They're allowed 2 terms. And they've done their 2 terms, so we'll be looking for new directors for the Peace Country Region 1, which would be like Fairview North, and then across the province, more central and south, is Region 4, Region 7, and Region 10. So nominations are actually open right now till October 31st. So we're looking for producers. Pretty critical with everything going on in government, industry affairs, and setting policy, and pretty important to have producers involved and having a seat at the table so that we can try to educate the people that are setting the rules of the road. And then our grower engagement meetings will be going on again this fall, back in person, which is great. And we're going to change the format a little bit of the grower engagement meetings. We have a grower engagement meeting in Grand Prairie on the 15th of December. We're trying to change the format a little bit to try and get a little more interaction between the producers and more of a back and forth kind of a discussion. And our annual general meeting, again in January, is kind of exciting. We've changed the format as well. We're going to actually be leaving Edmonton for the first time in, I think, 20 years. So this year the AGM will be in Lethbridge, and then I think we can expect the AGM to be in the Peace Country next year. So that's kind of exciting. So, yeah, lots going on, and it's same as agriculture, lots going on in agriculture.
Charles Simoneau is the Region 3 Director of the Alberta Canola Producers Commission based in Guy, and he joins us for the Ag Show. Charles, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Keith. You have a great day.